Good evening. This is KD2, JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Matt. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater at 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest on Boonville, on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Come now, please. The Boonville Amateur Radio Club holds their monthly meeting on the third Tuesday of every month, except December, February, and March. Next monthly meeting will be on April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam and Art and Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start to net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct a net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any EchoLink stations wishing to check in? I will now pause for 15 seconds. Come now, please.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through EchoLink from Oneonta, New York. And Matt, besides yourself in here, I see Bill, our good friend down in Pennsylvania, is in here too.
KD2JWC. Kevin Stans is correct. KA3TFB in Franklin Park Borough. Bill here. 43 degrees. And I'm watching them horrible storms in the south. Over.
All right. KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net acknowledges KD2FBM, Kevin James in Oneonta, and KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. Thank you guys for your check-ins. Start at the top of the list. KD2FBM, Kevin, it's all yours.
All right, this is KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta, a couple miles from Matt, actually, and I got 32 degrees, got a trace of snow on the ground, and Bill, I just wanted to make sure you knew, I went back and double-checked the power max on my antenna that I've got. 200 watts is the max I am allowed on that. I kept thinking it was 100, but I reread it. 200 watts is the max that I can put into it. Also, that poor antenna, I have one of the disc aerials or whatever they call it. Yeah, the one piece there, there's eight of them that stick out the elements. And the one element rod broke off here a little bit ago, and decided to give Radio Shack a call to see if they could direct me to get another part or what, you know, they could do to help me a little bit. And after about 25 minutes of playing on-hold music and all kinds of funny tones, I ended up being told that they no longer service or sell that or do anything with it. Pretty much the bottom line was, I'm on my own. So I was like, oh, that just kind of stinks. So I think Matt and I may put our machinist heads together here and figure something creative out to just repair that one element. It doesn't seem to be hurting the antenna or the radio, but, you know, just to keep things happy, I'd like to get it back to what it was and, you know, pay attention to what I'm doing. So with that, I'm still sitting tight waiting for that amp to show up that I ordered, and I thought it might be here today because it looked like that on the UPS order, and then all of a sudden it changed. It was leaving its point of origin, so maybe tomorrow. I got the jumper cable all made up, and I'm just waiting to put it in place. So with that, I'll say 7-3, hand it back to Net Control. It's KD2FPM.
All righty, KD2FBM, Kevin, thank you for your check-in. And you should hopefully see that tomorrow by looking. Yeah, we'll have to figure something out and get that element fixed. I've been contemplating that and running that through my head along with multiple other things, and you know how that goes. All righty, KE3, TFB, Bill, how are you this evening?
KD2JWC in the group, KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Indeed, a good evening to all. Thank you for the update there, Mr. Kevin James. I wouldn't worry about that element. It doesn't appear to carry a current through it. It's based on reflecting, and you have so many other reflectors there, it doesn't matter. You might get hurt trying to accomplish something that's not going to give you much credit at all. Maybe just next time you take the antenna down, if you have water in it or something, you can postpone this maintenance thing into a better time. I've had the elements fall off all other antennas, and it doesn't do any good to stick it back on there because it doesn't matter. It's part of the antenna that does the reflecting. Anyhow, typical work day here in Franklin Park Borough. I'm always asked to take the elephant over Mount McKinley by myself, we've just started on our journey, so, hey, I'm not going to hold a repeater. I wish the best for everybody this evening. Keep those people in your prayers down in the south. It's got to be a horrible way to live, to have these storms come up frequently and just bust everything up. Back to net control from KA3TF and the B in Franklin Park Borough, and we'll be listening. Over.
Alrighty, KA3TFC, Bill, thank you for your check-in, and hopefully we just get, you know, the snowy type stuff, but it looks like we're not going to get very much on this end anyways. Mostly sleet and maybe a little bit of ice, a coating of ice is what they're saying, but they've been known to be wrong. Alrighty, this is KD2JWC, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Come now, please.
M2PFM, good evening.
AC2WI.
Alrighty, two check-ins, N2PFM George and KC2WI Pete. Start at the top of the list. George, how are you this evening?
Well, good evening to you, to Pete, and everybody else on the nest. Got a temperature here of 33 degrees. Temperature range today was 7. It was just after midnight. And we got a temperature, as I said, got up to 38 today. And using just cotton wood and... And that stove out there is working very well. Glad it's not overheating the place on me like I was doing with the coal and the other stuff before. So with that, nothing much else. I'll just just wish everyone a good evening and enjoy. N2PFM clear.
Alrighty, N2PFM George, thank you for your check-in and glad all is well. KC2WI, Pete, how are you this evening?
KC2WI. Well, not too bad. I gotta get a laptop, a customer's, I think it's a MacBook Pro anyway, that I've had for a while that he didn't really know what to do with it. He didn't have it updated. I said, well, you know, we should set the latest version of OS X and let me take it and do it because we'll sit here for a long time. And I've had it, I just got to open it up, turn it on, say yes, install all the updates and all that and get it back to the guy. So I think I'm going to get that going even though I don't feel like doing anything else that requires thinking here. I guess I'm going to do it, get it going tonight. I don't know how long it'll take. Anyway, it's holding steady here around 35 degrees. Last I looked, last time I was out about before 8 o'clock sometime. I don't remember when I got here. It had not started precipitating significantly. I saw a little bit off and on my drive down from the Adirondacks, and there was a little bit of moisture on the car window when I got out of my computer installation in Boonville. I think it was like snow, you know, freezing rain, you know, sleety, something, whatever, melted when it hit the car, because it really was not enough to make the ground look wet or anything. And maybe I should have gone into town and gone to the store this evening, because I don't think I want to go anywhere tomorrow. I don't have any commitments. And unless I get, you know, urgent call or something, I don't really want to, I don't think I want to, I don't want to drive. It's going to be really bad tomorrow, and tomorrow night and the next day. It's going to be pretty miserable, I think. So if I can avoid it, maybe I can get away with staying inside. I don't know. But, boy, what's going on up in the higher elevations in particular, even here to some extent, is that we're getting these cycles of a cold or starting out as wet snow, you know, maybe dumping a few inches of it, then changing to rain, freezing rain, sleet, and, you know, then going up to 40 or 45, whatever temperature, and then within 24 hours, if not 12, dropping down to low temperatures. I think the low, last night, was it last night? I think the low was 2 degrees or something in Lake Pleasant. And so what happens is the ice just keeps building up where there's still snow. It you know, the wet stuff and the rain packs it, and then it just keeps building that crust. And what I found, I don't know, I haven't really been in the woods down here in the valley or even up in, say, Brantingham or something. I didn't recently to check it out since last Saturday. And even there, I really wasn't off in the woods. I was just on the snowmobile trail. What's happening is I found up in the Adirondacks, up in Lake Pleasant, there is a layer of snow, which is just really ice, almost a layer of ice, or at least the crust is so hard you cannot break through, even if you jump up and down. It's probably only, you know, not much, a half a foot thick, if that. And then there's loose snow on the top, which was kind of, you know, sloshy snow, and then it got pretty crusty. Now we're going to get, it's going to warm up, it's going to rain, combination of rain and snow and sleet. Going to pack that down, kind of saturate that even more with water, and then, in a, you know, tomorrow's going to be warm and the next day, and then whammo, it's going to go down to 20s and tween teens and stuff like that, and add another layer of ice. So it's really bad in the higher elevations. So it's not a typical winter, but yeah, you know, there's more snow in the woods, or at least it's solider than you might think. KC2WI.
Alrighty, thank you, Pete. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing for our area, too. Most of the severe icing is going to be in the higher elevations, like won't be here in the valley where I am, but more up on the mountains where half of my fire district is, so we'll see if tomorrow ends up being like last Monday was, all the roads in our in the town were ice skating rings. I'm not even sure how I made it up a couple of them last Monday, but, well, I didn't. Very surprised. So, yes, and this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any further check-ins? Looking for any further check-ins. Come now, please. this is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time? Come now, please. This is KD2JWC Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. One last time, we'll look for any comments, queries, late check-ins at this time. Come now, please. Hearing none, I will now close the Black River Valley Service Net at 21:19 local time and return to frequency to regular amateur use. I thank everyone who checked in tonight. We had four check-ins. KD2FPM, Kevin James in Oneonta. KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale, Pennsylvania. N2PFM, George. And KC2WIP. Thank you all for your check-ins. I will say 7-3 to all those listening and everyone that checked in. This is KD2JWC. I will be clear of the frequency by EchoLink.
All right, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the EchoLink system, and hopefully I'll catch you guys again tomorrow night, weather permitting, and providing that I don't get called to go run around or do something. And I will say 7-3, KD2FPM wishes everyone a good night, and I am clear.
Call for Octane. All stations are without traffic. Check-ins will be very appreciated.